It's been 15 years since we first saw men in orange jumpsuits and chains at a remote location on the U.S. naval base in Cuba. 15 years on, their numbers have fallen from over 700 to 55 as Barack Obama scrambles to clear the prison before he leaves. Even with so few prisoners today, though, former detainee Moazem Begg says the damage has been done.
I think the United States simply seems not to have learned the lesson that Guantanamo has been one of the biggest drivers, one of the recruiting sergeants for extremism and terrorism around the world, for people to point fingers at America and say that it holds people outside the rule of law. It does not apply democracy, freedom of human rights to prisoners in its grip. And therefore, it's unsurprising when you find organizations as despicable as ISIS dressing up prisoners in orange suits before they execute them. These are the sorts of things that have been part of the legacy of Guantanamo.
Begg is a British-Pakistani man and was held at Guantanamo Bay for nearly 3 years on suspicion of being an enemy combatant. He's always denied being involved in terrorism and was eventually released without charge in 2005 after the British government was forced to intervene. Most detainees, though, weren't so lucky. Over the years, Guantanamo Bay came under fire for its controversial use of torture. Scott Lucas, a professor of U.S. history at Birmingham University, explains that the trauma left behind by the 9/11 attacks, although it may not justify the methods used, explains why they were.
As much as I might say, look, for me, the image of Guantanamo is of an unjust system, a violation of international law. You know, it stands as a symbol for others. This is where all the bad guys were put. This is where all the terrorists were put. From the very start in 2002, what the Bush administration did is they said that, on the one hand, these were not prisoners of war because they did not recognize al-Qaeda as an entity against which you conducted war. Al-Qaeda was something beyond an enemy force. And then, on the other hand, these men were not criminals because terrorism was beyond a law enforcement matter. It was not a matter for police and the standard court system. The reason why we had the military tribunals is that far less attention to military tribunals for these men than there would be if they were brought back to the states and tried in a federal trial.
One of the most controversial aspects of Guantanamo Bay was trying prisoners in military tribunals instead of normal courts. Worse, evidence obtained under torture was allowed. While these practices may now be over, campaigners are concerned that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will try and bring them back. Paula Miller is from the organization Witness Against Torture.
We just really believe that Guantanamo still being open and indefinite detention becoming the law of our land, that, you know, this is a tragic part of President Obama's legacy. And we're really concerned that now wants to keep Guantanamo open and possibly restart a torture program. You know, we are saddened that we are still witnessing every year because Guantanamo is still open.
Obama leaves office with his promise of closing Guantanamo Bay still unfulfilled. Critics argue that the objective of the prison camp itself, to make the United States a safer place, was also a failure. Former detainee Moazem Begg.
If Guantanamo was opened because it wanted to protect the world, it hasn't done a very good job. One of the direct consequences of the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq was the rise of ISIS, and ISIS makes al-Qaeda look relatively tame.
Campaigners continue to call for the release of the remaining 55 prisoners still behind bars. Only 10 of them have been charged. The rest have not, and some, like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's believed to have plotted 9/11, may never, ever be.